definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Gotta start being more specific.
The sides of the pit are a lot closer now. If it carries on like this, we could get stuck.
Would that trigger Virgil's auto-ascent?
Possibly, or we'll get trapped down here. If that happens, we might starve to death, or depending on what systems go next, we might run out of air and asphyxiate, or maybe those crab things find a way to open that door, in which case we'll probably be disemboweled or torn apart limb from limb.
You could stop being specific now.
How could Marcus do this to us?
No point trying to guess what's going on inside his head. We just need to focus on how to get out of here.
No, but how? Sam's signal boy was all we had. Without help from the surface, we're just sitting ducks.
Well, no. We're sinking ducks. Much worse.
There's no backup AI or anything. It's just gone.
And she's not gone. She's just giving us the silent treatment. We still have computer assist, and the damn autopilot, of course. But she won't take complex instructions. Yeah, it's funny. I always assumed the command module was, like, the Virgil's brain or something, you know? But I guess I was wrong about that too. There's actually not a lot we can do from here except steer the bloody thing.
And as far as we can tell, there's no other way to force an override?
I could try landing on one of those jutting out rocks, but it'd be a hell of a risk. I'd kind of like a confirmation from Virgil that it's possible, but... well... I mean, we might just... What are you doing?
What?
Are you eating a cereal bar right now?
Yeah, I'm stressed out, all right?
For Christ's sake, will you take this seriously?
I am taking this seriously, more seriously than anyone, but this is a really intense situation, and I need some sugar. Get off my case.
Wait a minute, that's it.
Cereal bars?
Virgil will switch to emergency manual mode if the sub sustains enough localized damage. Sam...
You want to damage the Virgil?
No. Shut up and listen to me. Sam can trick Virgil into thinking it's damaged. Just like how you hacked the smart kitchen, right?
I mean, yeah, I could do that, but then we'd have to manually ascend with no computer assist.
Not a problem.
Okay, well, love the confidence, but we also don't know what emergency manual mode even looks like. Virgil could unlock all the doors and let those monsters in here.
Well, we're not completely defenseless. We've We've got this fire extinguisher.
They don't stand a chance.
Does anyone know exactly what Virgil thinks is non-essential? What if it starts jettisoning parts of the sub or turns off the oxygen?
Sam, we are out of options here. This might be our only chance.
What is your problem there?
My problem is going to the engine room to hack the system means getting past all those things. How am I supposed to do that? I can't go back out there.
If we don't do something...
But it's not we, is it? It's me. I'm the one who gets torn apart by monsters. Oh, God. I mean, fire is one thing, but monsters... No.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this, guys. I can't do this.
Just relax. Hey, it's all right.
It's not all right.
Okay, it's not all right, but we have to remain calm. It's the only way we're gonna... Charlie, what are you doing?
Emergency kit, first aid, flashlight. Christ, more bloody cereal bars. Ah, here we are.
Walkie-talkies?
This is how we stay in touch.
Oh, great. So you can tell me to stay calm while I'm being eaten alive by the ghost crabs.
No, so you can tell me what to do when I get to the engine room.
You?
Of course, me. About time I did something useful around here.
But we need you to steer the ship.
Mr. Jansen can take over till I get back.
But I don't...
You'll do just fine. You'll sit in the captain's chair. As long as you don't get crumbs on it.
Oh, Jesus. You know, before I stepped aboard this sub, I was freaking out because my boyfriend had just asked me to move in with him. I was like, oh my God, such a big commitment. It's all happening so fast. I didn't know how to feel. I honestly thought my life couldn't get any more complicated. Can you imagine?
How do you feel about it now?
I still don't know.
Well, I say do it, because you're not going to find anyone else crazy enough to want to live with you.
Thanks. I think.
If we're done with the chit-chat, I'm gonna go now.
Right, okay, yes. And you're sure about this?
I'm sure. Good luck, Sam.
Right. You too, Captain.
Looks like those bastards smashed all the lights out. Hand me that flashlight, will you?
Here. Hey, are you sure about this?
Of course I'm bloody not. But we're running out of time, and this is the best plan we've got.
Those things...
are nothing I can't handle.
Really? So our brave captain is going to go vanquish the monstrous... what were they, crab things?
Hard to pin them down. I think they had tentacles, too.
But don't you need a harpoon or something?
I'm not going to fight them, for Christ's sake. I'll just...
What? You think you can outrun them again? You only just made it last time, and you look like you were about to have a heart attack.
Well, maybe I'll get lucky and bump into Mr. Wilde. If things go south, I'll only need to outrun him.
That's not funny.
I don't know. It's a little funny. You take care, Dr. Strick. Marion.
You too, Charlie.
So I guess that's the last we'll see of him.
Don't joke about that.
Who's joking? I knew this was going to happen. We're all going to get picked off one by one. It's obvious. It's so fucking obvious.
For God's sake, Sam, have a little faith, will you?
Oh, now you want to talk to me about faith. Are you serious?
There will be plenty of time for your existential crisis later. But right now, we have a job to do, so just keep your eyes on the road.
The road?
You know what I mean.
Bloody hell, this thing's hard to steer at the best of times, but look at this shit. It's turning into a damned labyrinth or something with all these rocks everywhere.
It's not that bad. Just try to keep her straight. Charlie, do you copy? Is everything all right? Over?
Yep.
He's a real wordsmith, isn't he?
All right, what's the situation out there? Over?
It's dark. Over.
Captain, we're gonna need you to slow down. We're in danger of being overloaded with information here. Over.
Charlie, are you still there? Over.
I'm here. Approaching the lounge. Everything's fine. Over.
Oh, good. Everything's fine.
The pit is closing in, significantly now. I mean, it's getting tight and there are a lot of large rocks jutting out of the walls, so Sam may need to make some sharp turns. Just thought you should know. Over.
Right. Not bad at mind. Just don't overthink it, Jensen. You're perfectly capable. Hello? Mr. Wilde? You in here? Mr. Wilde? Wilde, is that
at you.
Or is it a deep sea monster? Not a single light working, huh? That's fine. Come on. There's got to be something I can use in here. Is every goddamn piece of cutlery child-friendly or something? Where are the steak knives, dammit? Well, at least I've got a rolling pin. This'll keep me safe. Oh, I need a coffee.
Attention. Ah! Black coffee.
Shut the hell up! God. Wait a minute. Virgil? Can you hear me? Oh, Christ, I've missed you. Don't tell the others I said that, okay? Virgil? Are you there? Am I just talking to a coffee maker right now? Ah!
Charlie, we have a problem!
Ah, now what?
The pit's opening up again, but there's something... Oh, Jesus.
There's something down there. Oh, Christ, it's...
It's big.
It's not possible!
Never stood a chance.
Hello? Hello? What's going on? This is Charlie to Command Module. Do you copy? Over. Do you... Oh, now what? Oh, fuck! Ah! Oh, Christ! Are they getting bigger? Oh, God damn it! Ah. Ah. I'm surrounded, am I? So this is how it's gonna be. All right, then. I'm tired of running anyway. Let's go. Come on. Come on! Not real. Of course they're not real. Of course they're not. Oh, Charlie, you idiot. You fucking idiot. Straker, Marion, I need you to listen to me now, okay? It's not real. They're not real. Over.
What the hell do you mean not real? What are you talking about, Charlie?
Think about it. Was Dr. Frame real when he came back? No, he was water or something, a mirage. And then these bastards, they ran at me and just vanished. They were never here. And I'm betting that thing you're seeing is the same. They're ghosts. They're all just ghosts.
Cracked.
No, look at the scanners. There are no life forms out there.
You really trust the scanners?
Charlie said those things ran at him and vanished.
You trust Charlie?
Yes.
So what, you think that thing down there is an illusion too? What about the creature that killed Steven? Was that an illusion? Because it seemed pretty real to me.
Ah! Well, I know it is real.
Yeah, the rocks, I see them. Charlie, will you get a move on? Over.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay. Engine room. Just a little further.
Ow! Ah!
Damn it!
Oh, Captain! Oh, Marcus now, is it? That's nice. Sorry about the mess.
I'm usually rather organised, but I guess... I guess I'm not myself, am I? None of us are.
Just what the hell are you playing at, man? You want us to go down? Even now? Even after everything we've seen? Everything that's happened to us?
I don't expect you to understand. Sam, yes. Marion, sure, in time. But you... No. No, I don't think so. Oh, God.
What is it? What... Hey, now. Marcus. Put the scalpel down.
What?
Listen, I get it. I've been there, all right? Nothing makes sense, and you just want a way out. But this... this impulse you're feeling right now... It doesn't last. It goes away, Marcus. I promise you, it goes away. You've got to trust me on this.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well...
Did you... Oh, did you think I was going to harm myself?
I don't... I don't know.
No. I'm not going to die, Charlie. I'm going to live forever. You, on the other hand...
Wait.
Sorry. I had to do it. You wouldn't understand. It's my purpose. It's my destiny. I had to. I've seen it. I've seen its face. It chose me. I'm gonna save us.
That was Down, Part 20, written by David Knight, starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jensen, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.